Hello again, it's KWCA President and Seaman High School Head Coach Patrick Kelly with another edition of the KWCA Podcast. Today's program will feature Eureka High School's Mike Davidson. Eureka High may not be on the top of your list when thinking about elite programs of Class 321A in Kansas, but the Tornadoes have been making noise in recent years and put together an impressive 2017 state tournament, finishing in fifth place in the final team standings. That standing was a tie for the school's highest ever state finish, equaling their 2011 placing. For his efforts, Mike Davidson's peers have named him 2017 KWCA 321A Head Coach of the Year. Coach Davidson began his coaching and teaching career in Eureka and has been at the helm of the wrestling program since the 2009-10 season. In addition to his full teaching schedule and head wrestling duties, Mike is also head football coach for the Tornadoes. The 2017 state team included four individuals, all of whom brought home state medals. The cupboard isn't bare for the 2017-18 Tornado team. They return a state champion, a state runner-up, and a third-place finisher for this year's campaign. In addition to a hungry group of incoming freshmen, wrestling is alive and well at Eureka High. I recently had a chance to catch up with Coach Davidson during a free moment, which is no easy task given his full teaching schedule and head football coaching responsibilities. Welcome to the program, Coach. It's an honor to have you on.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a real honor to be on here with you.
All right, let's start with your demanding schedule. It looks like you basically jump in with both feet in August and don't come up for air until spring break. How do you manage the commitment of teaching and back-to-back head coaching duties in the fall and winter seasons?
Well, I've got a great wife and support system at home. She's very supportive of everything we do. She also coaches volleyball in the fall and club team in the winter. And she coaches track in the spring, and we both run the summer weight room. So really, we kind of hit the ground running in late May, early June, and we don't stop until about spring break. So once spring break comes, it's definitely a big sigh of relief. But in order to do it, we got to stay pretty organized. So we try to stay as organized as we can in terms of taking care of the family and making sure all that's taken care of first, and then moving on to our athletic stuff from there.
Wow. Well, hats off to you guys, man. That's a demanding schedule. So what is your background in the sport of wrestling, and what was the path that landed you in Eureka?
Well, I didn't start wrestling. That's a pretty late start. I started my freshman year of high school basically because all my friends were doing it. And I was a pretty heavy kid, and I kind of wanted to lose some weight. And I knew that, you know, there's obviously some weight cutting going on in wrestling, so I thought it'd be a good opportunity to lose some weight. And it turns out that first year I was pretty good at it. I wrestled for the local kids club, and I placed at state that year. And then my sophomore year in high school, I was behind the 5A state champ, J.J. Shields and McPherson. And then I also placed at Kansas State again that year. And then after high school, I qualified to state in high school. And then I kind of focused on football and went to Butler and played, and then went down to Oklahoma, you know, a D2 school in Oklahoma, and played. And then I actually had a buddy that I played with in Oklahoma that was coaching football in Eureka, and he called me. He's like, "Hey, we need a football coach, and we need a wrestling coach. You can do it." And one thing led to another, and here I am. I've been here ever since.
Okay, so you took over as both head positions in 2009. Is that correct?
No, I started actually in football. I was a junior high assistant that first year. And then the second year, that the buddy that I was talking about, he became the high school head coach. And then he brought me up to the high school level, and I coached under him for about 3 years. And then he took a job in Rose Hill, and then that's when I became the head coach. I've been the head football coach for, I think this is my fourth or fifth year, and then I've been the coach ever since I got here.
So since arriving in the fall of 2009, you have seen a steady rise in the wrestling program. What do you attribute that success to?
Well, Eureka's actually always had, you know, a pretty high tradition, a pretty high standard of wrestling. I attribute a lot of it to, you know, the great coaches that have been here before me. There's been a whole bunch of great coaches that have been through here, head coaches and assistants. The other thing I attribute it to is Our kids club is very, very good. We have a pretty good little feeder system that they go from our kids club to our junior high, and then they come into high school. So that's really good. And then the other big thing that I think helps out tremendously is the alumni support. We have alumni coming back all the time and help run a wrestling tournament. And actually, all of my assistant coaches have been, you know, alumni. So I think that having the alumni back and working with the program, it shows the kids that there's pride here, and it really helps with the buy-in.
Okay. So you made mention in the pre-interview that your JV schedule will be getting a facelift this year. How important is the development at the JV level to the success of the total program in Eureka? And what are your numbers like from start to end of the season on average?
Well, I think the JV schedule is tremendously important. Typically, our numbers have been really, really low to where I've been able to get a bunch of kids matches without having a full JV schedule. But last year was a big year for us. We started the year with 22 kids, and we ended it with like 14, I think. So we lost quite a few. And so I was looking at it. I'm like, you know, what's going on here? Something's got to change. We can't be losing these kids. And I figured it out. I mean, it wasn't hard to figure out. You know, we had 22 kids to start the year, and we only had two JV tournaments. Well, the one JV tournament got canceled right before Christmas break due to weather. So then that put them kids only wrestling one time. That was in February at our next JV tournament, you know, unless I could get them in as unattached or a dual. So, you know, wrestling practice sucks. You know, nobody wants to go to practice. So, but to go to practice and not have the opportunity to compete, I think that's where we lost a lot of our kids last year. So like I told you in the pre-interview, you know, we revamped it. We've got five JV tournaments on the schedule. So I think I've got a pretty good group of freshmen coming up. You know, a few of them be able to hop in a varsity, you know, roster spot and do pretty well. And then the other kids will need that developmental time in the JV program. So I think it's tremendously important, and I think it's going to pay dividends really big in a couple of years. So I think, you know, I'm pretty excited about it. You know, I've got another coach this year that's going to go to the JV staff. So we get a three-man staff this year. And I think that's also very, very important to have, you know, have enough guys to be able to fully, you know, fully invest into a JV program. The other thing too, is I've got a few girls that are interested in starting the girls wrestling. So, you know, we're pretty excited about that. Our girls powerlifting team, which I'm also the coach of, has done pretty well at the state meet. So I think, you know, obviously strength is a big deal in wrestling. So I think, you know, if we got some girls that are really strong, I think that they should fare pretty well in wrestling too. So I think that's pretty, like I said, the JV deal is pretty important. And I think it's going to help our numbers out tremendously.
So speaking of your staff, I understand your assistant, Nash Burton, is now your former assistant. He has taken over the Blue Stem program. Nash was a four-time state medalist and two-time state champion for the Tornadoes back in the early 2000s. He was named 2017 KWCA Assistant Coach of the Year. How important was his presence to the program, and how have you replaced him?
Well, his presence was huge. He actually was my assistant for, I think, about 4 years, 4 or 5 years, and then he also ran our kids club for 9 years. So, you know, a lot of these kids, like the Bates kids, he kind of brought up through the kids ranks, and then he had the opportunity to coach them in high school. So, you know, he did a phenomenal job with those kids and, you know, getting them where they needed to be. The kids that come through high school, like I said, the Bates kids and that have done through the kids club have obviously done very, very well. And, you know, a lot of that is a direct link to Coach Burton. So he will be missed, and he will be very tough to replace. I think he's going to do a great job at Blue Stem. I'm excited for him. Excited for to see how well he does it at Blue Stem, and how we're going to replace him. It's going to be tough, but like I mentioned before, we got two more alumni coming up. Actually, the first assistant coach I had was Chase Ropes, who was an alumni, and then now I've got his brother Thane Ropes will be one of my assistants. And then Thomas Lowe, who actually wrestled for me 2010, 2011, he will be the other assistant. So now I've got a three-man staff, and I'm pretty excited. I'm ready to get it going.
Kendall Bates won state in 2017 at 106 pounds. He is a third state champion during your time in Eureka and the seventh state champion overall for the program. Twin brother Colby was a runner-up at 113 pounds. They both come through the kids club rank, as you mentioned, and brought that experience to your room. How does having those two in the program impact the rest of the team?
I think just having those two in the program with all the experience that they have, I mean, they've got experience, you know, all the way up to some big kids club tournaments, some national kids club tournaments. They also love to compete. So, you know, those two, obviously they're twins, so they've been competing literally their entire life. So they love to compete, and I think, you know, having those two in the room, it shows the other kids how to compete. Because there's a lot of kids that don't know how to compete, really. So I think having those two in there helps with the competition level. Also, you know, success, I think success breeds success. So, you know, having some of those kids come and having our not-so-good, our mediocre wrestler-type kids who can still wrestle but haven't quite made that next jump, they can kind of watch some of the things that those two guys do. And, you know, a lot of guys will just see Kendall and Colby do something and then, you know, I want to try that. So then they'll hop in and they'll grab their partner and they'll try it and they'll work at it until they get okay at it. So, I mean, obviously those Bates kids have had a lot of practice. So, but yeah, having those two in the room is big. I'm excited to see what those two can do over the next 2 years.
I understand that you are in the midst of football season and that's occupying your time, but you have to be excited about what lies ahead this winter. What are your hopes for the wrestling season?
I'm extremely excited. I knew we had some big things last year. Like I said, we had the Bates kids, and we had a couple of freshmen last year who I thought, you know, could win some matches, and they did. They did a phenomenal job. Had a couple of kids that, you know, were just one or two matches away from qualifying to the state tournament, and they'll be back next year as sophomores, so that's good. We only lost Darian Bailey. We still have his younger brother Dominic coming back. He took third for me last year. So I've got the two Bates kids coming back. Bailey will be back. And like I mentioned, those freshmen that are now sophomores that were close, they're going to be back. They worked extremely hard in the weight room this summer. And then I've got a really good freshman class coming up who also kind of went through the ranks with Coach Burton through the kids club. And so I'm pretty excited about those kids coming up too. I think a few of those kids will be able to hop in and really make a difference. My hopes for the season is I would like to get 20, 25 kids out, and I want to keep them out. I think that's important to grow the sport. Like I said, we've made this JV schedule to where every kid should get to be able to, you know, should get to compete on a regular basis, which I think is very, very important. I hope that we compete every match. I mean, it's unrealistic to say that you're going to win every match, but at least I want my guys to go out there and be competitive. You know, no matter who you are, you could be Kendall Bates, and I want you to go be competitive against, you know, whoever you're wrestling, or you could be a JV kid, and I want you to go be competitive. I also hope that, you know, we peak in February, and I think that we've done a pretty good job of that over the past 8-9 years of peaking at the right time when we needed a peak. I would love to see both the Bates kids and Dominic. You know, Dominic's going to be a senior this year. I'd love to see all three of those guys climb to the top of the podium, as well as, you know, get some more of those guys, those sophomores and those freshmen, get to state and go see if they can't make some noise. That's my hopes for the season. You know, the big one for me is, like I told you before, I think the JV is important. So I think anything we can do to get every kid in the sport of wrestling, because that's what I love about wrestling is, you know, anyone can do it. I mean, literally anybody can wrestle.
After opening on the road with a big win against Chase County, you are hosting Central Heights tonight for your second game. What are your thoughts going into that game, and what does the rest of the way look like for the Tornadoes on the gridiron?
Well, you know, watching Central Heights and Sam, they're a good football team, so, you know, we're gonna have our hands full, and you know, they beat us pretty handily last year. So, obviously, getting that big win against Chase County was nice, especially after not winning a game last year. So I was very proud of our kids and proud of our coaching staff for, you know, being able to get to the top of that hump and finally climb over it, get the monkey off our back. But, you know, we still have a lot to improve on. You know, watching the film on us in that Chase County game, we've made quite a few mistakes that were little mistakes, and I think if we correct little mistakes, we could be pretty good. So, you know, my hope for football is the same thing it is for wrestling. I just want to go compete. I mean, if you go compete in the game and you leave it out there, if you lose, you can still feel good about just going and competing. I mean, nobody wants to lose, but at least go be competitive. I think our effort level was tremendous in the Chase County game. And if we can bring that intensity and that effort level that we played with against Chase County, you know, I think that we got a really good shot to compete against Central Heights.
Thank you for taking the time to join us today. Good luck in the football season, and congratulations on your Coach of the Year honor.
Thank you very much. It's truly an honor. There's a lot of guys out there that are very, very deserving of it. I'm very honored and blessed to have gotten it.
Longtime Abilene High School coach James Stout was named 4A Head Coach of the Year after winning the state championship in 2017. 5A honors went to Valley Center's Tate Lowe. In 6A, Manhattan's Bob Gonzalez was honored after the Indians captured the 2017 state championship. Gonzalez was also named Kansas Coaches Association Coach of the Year for wrestling. Norton's Billy Johnson was named Kansas Representative for National Wrestling Coaches Association Head Coach of the Year. Assistant Coach of the Year honors went to Eureka's Nash Burton in 3-2-1A. The Abilene staff took honors in 4A. The crew from Blue Valley Southwest was named 5A Assistant Coaches of the Year, and the Garden City staff was honored in 6A. The Youth Coach of the Year recognition went to Landon Tug Kieswetter of Smith Center. This has been KWCA President Patrick Kelly. On behalf of the board, I want to encourage you to get registered for the 2017 KWCA Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic, slated for October 6th in Salina. Until next time, thanks for listening.